Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Chav Tes Amid Aleph of Masech HaShabbos. We're holding on Daf Kuf Chav Tes Amid Aleph when we just got through Safik Nefashos LaHakel. So now the Gemara says about the 10th line into the page, we're talking about a woman giving birth and when it's considered to be dangerous. At what point it could be Mechal Shabbos for her? When is the Psich Sakever? Amar Bayi Mishah Shateshav Alamashbar. From when she sits on the birthing stool. Rafun Rebrid Rav Yishua Amar Mishah Shadam Shosis V'yarid. From when blood starts coming out. V'armila Mishah Shachavrasay Nosos Sabah Kveha. And the others say that it's when she can't walk on her own power and her friends have to lift her up. Until when is the psich sakever last? I mean, now we know when it starts. When does it end? 3 days after birth. Rava Amar Mishmet Rav Yehuda, Shiva, 7 days. Ramila Shloshim, some say 30 days. Amin Adai, Chaya, Gimel, Zayin, Velamid. There are three points of time that are critical by a woman who gives birth. Gimel, Bein Amar Tzrichani, Bein Amar Lo Tzrichani, Mechalas Shabbos. For the first 3 days, whether she says Shrichani or whether she says I don't need it, we're Mechal Shabbos for her anyway. Zayin Amr Shrichani Mechal Nes Shabbos Amr Lo Shrichani Ein Mechal Nes Shabbos. Within the first week, if she says she needs it, we're Mechal Shabbos. If she says she doesn't need it, then we're not Mechal Shabbos. Lamed Afilu Amr Shrichani Ein Mechal Nes Shabbos. Within the first 30 days, even if she claims she needs Chal Shabbos, we don't do it. Avlos Nal Yedei Armai, but we will do Amir La Akum. Kedravu LeBreid Ravi Loi Damar Kol Tzar Chichol Nas Nal Yedei Armai. Because in general, when you have a Chal Shem Basakani, you could do Amir La Akum. Bishabbos, ukid Rav Hamnuna, and that's aligned with Rav Hamnuna as well. Damar Rav Hamnuna, davar shein bo sakana, omer lenach riva osa. Something that's not a sakana, you could do amir la'akum. Amar Rav Yehuda, Shmuel lechaya, lamid yom lemay hilchasa. The idea that there's 30 days after childbirth that she's considered to be in somewhat of a post childbirth status. So what's the halacha? What halacha is that relevant? Amar Nardai l'tevila. As far as tevila is concerned, Amar Rav lo amarna, meaning she shouldn't if she goes to the mikvah. It's going to be dangerous for her because her body temperature is going to get too cold. That's only if her husband's not with her. But if her husband's around, let her husband warm her up. Like the daughter of Rav Chista, Rav's wife, was tavla begot tasin yom, and she was tavla within 30 days shalob b'fnei baila when the husband was not around. And she became very cold. And they had to schlep her on a bed. They had to bring her in an ambulance all the way to Rav and Pumbadisa. We can make a fire for a woman who just gave birth on Shabbos. So we assume that means only for a chaya, but not for a chola. And that's only in the winter time, but not in the summertime. So if a person does bloodletting and then cools off, so now we're transitioning into the sugya of hakazas dam. Also, madura. So if he's cold because he just bloodlet, you can make a fire. I feel even in the middle of the summer. Shmuel tzalchulet taka deshaga. Shmuel needed firewood so badly. He needed a fire so badly. They broke apart a very expensive chair. Rav Yehuda to use the pieces as firewood. Rav Yehuda tzalchulet patura diona. Also, very expensive piece of furniture, a table that they a mahogany table or something that they pulled apart. The rabba tzalchulet shashifa. And for rabba also was an expensive bench. Vamalei abay le rabba vakaver mamri shum baltashkes. Isn't that a violation of baltashkes? Vamalei baltashkes to gufay yadifli. More important is the baltashkes of my own body. It's so important to have shoes that you should sell the beams of your house in order to buy shoes for your feet. If you did bloodletting and you have what to eat, so then you should sell the shoes off your feet in order to have tzarchei suda. That's how important it is to have a suda after bloodletting. It's even more important than shoes. My tzarchei suda, what kind of suda should you have after bloodletting? Rav amar basar, Shmuel amar yayin. Rav says meat, Shmuel says wine. Rav amar basar nafsha chalev nafsha, chalev nafsha, that because your damu and nefesh, your blood was taken from you, so you eat that which is nefesh. Shmuel amar yayin sumka, chalev sumka. And Shmuel says wine, red in place of that which is red. Shmuel b'yamadav and milsa avdilei tafshila. On the day that Shmuel did bloodletting, they made a dish of spleen. Rabbi Yochanan shasi adinafik tia me'one. Rabbi Yochanan drank it until the smell was coming out of his ears. Rabbi Nachman shasi adikofu tachli. Rabbi Nachman drank it until his spleen was floating. Rabbi Yosef shasi adinafik mirivda de kusilta. Rabbi Yosef drank it until until it came out of the holes from where the bloodletting happened. Rava Mahadra Chamra Bar Tosa Tarfi. Rava would look for 3-year-old wine after bloodletting. Amr Rav Nachman Reitzak for Rabban Matus Minaychu Biyomad Akaza Imru LeBeisaychu Nachman Ikla LeGaban. He said Rav Nachman used to tell his Talmidim, on the day that you do bloodletting, tell your wives that I'm coming for dinner so that they'll prepare the most delicious dinner because the Rosh Hashiva is coming, because you need that kind of meal. V'kulu Yarume Asiri Bar Mehay Harama. Generally, you're not allowed to do a harama except for the following kind of harama of deceitful behavior, deshari, which is going to be mutter, mandav and milsav. A person did bloodletting, v'lo efshalei, and he doesn't have any wine to drink. Lishkol zuza macha, take a zuz that's worn out and that people are not going to accept in the stores. V'lezi l'shav chanusa, and go to a bunch of stores, to 7 different stores. Adutoim shir reviyasa, until you taste the reviyas, meaning you go to each store, you take the sample size, you tell you to sample the wine, and then you say, okay, I'd like to buy this, and you give them the broken zuz that you know they're not going to accept anyway, and then they'll say, I'm sorry, we don't accept this currency. You say, okay, too bad, and then you go to the next store. And you keep doing that until you drink enough wine. And if that doesn't work, have 7 black dates. And rub some oil on your temples. And sleep in the sun. Avlit Ashkel Shmuel, the Gani Bishimsha, Avlit, whose name of a guy, found Shmuel sleeping in the sun. Wise Jewish person. Bisha Miavitava is something that is generally bad for you. The sun is generally unhealthy to stay in the sun. Is it going to be good for you? Amalei Yomadak Kazav, he says, oh, it's my bloodletting day. Velohi, he wasn't really truthful. Alika Yomadamali Bashimsha Bakuli Shasa, there is one day a year that the sun is actually very good for you, and that is Yomadanaf Be Tkufas Tamas, the day of Tkufas Tamas, Vesavar Loigli day. But Shmuel didn't want to reveal it to that guy. Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayu Kola, Mekel Besudas Hakazas Dam, Mekil Lamazonosim Rashmayim. Anyone who's Mekel about the Sud of Hakazas Dam, his allotment of food minashemayim is also going to be light. Va'omrim huel chayev lochas ani yochas alav. They're going to say in shemayim, this guy doesn't care about his own life. Why should we care about him? Why should we have rachmanos on him? Rav Shmuel Damri Travayhu Hayman David Milsa Lalesiv Hecha Dekarich Zika. If a person had bloodletting, he shouldn't sit in a place where the wind is going to blow. Dilma Shafile Umno Mukimle Arviyasa Va'asi Zika V'Shaif Minei Vasil De Sakana. Because maybe the bloodletter left him with only a revius of dam, which is the bare minimum he needs to survive. The wind is going to come and it's going to take away a little bit more blood, and he's going to be in danger. Shmuel Avragavav and Milsa Bebesa Deshavu Venaya Va'aricha. Shmuel would only do bloodletting in a house that was so well guarded from the wind that it was made out of 7 full bricks and a half a brick in addition to that. That's how thick the walls are. Yom Echad Avad V'Ivrish Benafshe. One day he did bloodletting and he felt something was not right. Badak V'Chaser Chad Aricha. And he checked the walls. It turned out that extra half brick wasn't there. It was only 7 bricks thick. And he was so sensitive that he detected that. Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayu, Haiman David Milsa Lito Midi. If a person does bloodletting, he should taste something, Vahadu Leipuk, and then he should do the bloodletting. Di Lotoi Midi, Ipaga Beshichla Yarka Ape. Because if he doesn't taste something, if he sees a dead body, he's going to turn all jaundiced, all green. Ipag Bimandakotl Nafsha, miss. And if he comes across someone who's murdered someone, then he's going to die. And he pogged up a davaracher, kosher the davaracher, and if he happens to encounter a pig, then he's going to get sara'as. So we will stop there, and we'll continue with the bloodletting sugya next time on Kuv Chav Tes Amud Beis.